the arrangements and the way they're progressing.
Plans for a veterans home in Haines just got more interesting. And what do you think of a waterfront trail in Haines? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Two exceptionally large solar flares that occurred Tuesday could make for a brilliant Alaskan sky Thursday night into Friday morning. The University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute forecasts extreme northern lights activity, which should be evident in streaks of various color if the extreme snow activity doesn't continue. Scientists say the sun's 11-year cycle is entering an active phase for solar flares, with activity expected to peak in late 2013. This week's solar flares might have pummeled Earth with more radiation as well as electrical and magnetic emissions than in the last 5 years, but no need to head to the bunker. Flares can negatively affect power grids, satellites, and radio signals, but are not considered a biological hazard, unless you're an astronaut. Haines Assisted Living, a housing facility for seniors in Haines, is discussing possible purchase of the Thunderbird Motel. The 14-room motel with six kitchenette apartments is located on Dalton Street, right around the corner from the assisted living facility built in recent years. Jim Studley is president of Haines Assisted Living, a not-for-profit corporation also known as HAL. He says although negotiations with the motel are behind closed doors, progress is being made.
We have a confidentiality agreement signed with the Thunderbird Motel, and basically we can't discuss anything about it, but so far the parties involved were happy with the arrangements and the way they're progressing.
HAL received legislative funding last year to study the feasibility of establishing a veterans home in Haines and to acquire land to possibly build that home. They're again seeking money in this legislative session, $6.1 million, to build a home for veterans.
So we've done some preliminary feasibility work, and we don't have a design or a construction plan. We have an artist's conceptual drawing is all, and there's no engineering or design, and there's no funding for the project that's hiding in the wings.
The American Legion in Haines, the Haines Borough Assembly, and the Chilkoot Indian Association have also shown support for the idea, which was generated by veterans.
You know, conceptually, they've agreed to support a veterans facility, a veterans home. And so we were asked to look at that and see how it fit in with our campus design and infrastructure. And so we said we would look at it and study it.
The idea would be to build a facility to house veterans of any age based on income and manage the rooms from the existing office at the original Haines Assisted Living building on Union.
It just makes all of the corporate entity that we have right together. It makes management an easy thing to do, and it's just allows us to phase in particularly those elders that will need assisted living, another option to go. They, for the most part, like to age in place for as long as they can, and then there's some point in time when they need help. And, so we're there to take as many of those people that need the help that we have to offer before they, you know, actually may be forced to leave. And we like to think of it that the Haines Assisted Living is, you know, the last place a person might want to be.
Studley emphasizes the high population of veterans in Haines and also the fast-growing senior population here.
And the veterans home will be certainly looking at seniors, but not necessarily seniors. It will not be just for seniors. It will be for any veteran.
HAL currently has 8 units for fully assisted living, and the Associated St. Lucie's has 5 low-income senior housing units. The veterans home would be an expansion for HAL, but also for veterans services statewide. The Pioneers Home in Sitka has housing designated for veterans, but besides that, there are limited options in the state and none known that are not handled through the government.
Dr. Walter Soboloff, Clinkett Elder, he was the one that actually wanted to have a place built for veterans. That's really where it came from. And then there was a lot of other supporting veterans organizations that felt this was a good thing to do.
You don't have to be on the borough assembly to get your 2 cents in on the future of lands, recreation, trails, and open spaces in Haines. But you do need to go to the library between now and Monday. Right now, there are detailed maps displayed at the Haynesboro Public Library.
Near every map is a comment sheet. So after you look over the map a while, and if you see something that you want to make a comment on, just write it down on that.
Ron Jackson is vice chair of the Haynesboro Parks and Recreation Committee, formed last year to help guide the borough in protecting and creating recreation opportunities in the municipality. Lately, they're focusing on the bigger picture by involving the public in a long-term planning process with the display at the library.
They would see maybe a dozen maps showing different aspects of the comprehensive plan, both future growth areas, a lot of trails, trails projects, transportation projects, new and existing and improved.
The feedback will go to the comprehensive plan, the long-term plan for Haines, and help the borough prioritize projects that should happen in the next 3 to 5 years. One of the ideas displayed in the maps is an outline of a continuous trail from the Battery Point trailhead at the end of unpaved Beach Road all the way to Picture Point on the way to the ferry.
And there's different aspects of that trail. Some will be along the beach, some will be, you know, extended sidewalks and whatever. There's been some added connectedness between different streets, so you can actually get around the entire town without and still be on a road or trail.
The plans also propose brand new trails throughout the borough.
There's a proposal to run one from Mount Riley, the summit of Riley, on down southward to connect with the State Park Road, so it'd be a more of a continuous trail going out that way.
The Haynesboro is asking for comments that will be helpful in setting a plan in coming years in the area of land ownership, property boundaries, land designation, trail and road locations, and overall impressions of what's on display. The information will go into the larger comprehensive plan, which will be released in draft form in about a month.
We're doing a portion of the comprehensive plan called Parks, Recreation, and Open Spaces, and so we've been working on that for several months now, and as the plan gets closer to being a draft, well, we wanted to get a little public input on some of the mapping, particularly that we've seen so far and been looking at and adding projects to. So it's there's quite a few things on there, and it'd be neat to get some public input before the draft actually comes out.
The Volunteer Parks and Rec Board is mayor-appointed and made up of local residents who are advocates for year-round recreation opportunities in Haines. The group is specifically looking for local knowledge of recreational areas, both in the front and back country.
From our standpoint, particularly, we just had like some truthing of the maps because, you know, we have trails on there in places. We found some errors ourselves in some of the GIS work, but a lot of local knowledge about what exists in different places, and are some of the proposals that we have there reasonable? Do they need to be tweaked a little bit? And there are other new ideas or just general overall impressions too, because we certainly aren't the source of all knowledge for ideas on parks and recreation.
The maps and comment forms are at the Haynesboro Public Library reading room. Maps are on the walls with comment sheets nearby. More information on the larger comprehensive plan is at the borough website. A link to that information is at our website with this newscast. Dr. Russ Bowman wasn't gone from Haines long before he was asked to lead community health care services at the region's biggest health organization. Bowman left his position as the Haines Clinic's medical director in the fall to take a promotion within the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, network in Sitka.
Yeah, I came down originally as a deputy medical director in November, and then the medical director decided he wanted to go return to clinical practice in pediatrics and left in December.
With the former medical director, Dr. David Vastola's departure, Bowman was offered the job in January. He'll remain in Sitka, and his family will leave Haines to join him after the school year ends.
You know, it's something that a little bittersweet. I mean, I enjoyed working in Haines and everything, but I think I can affect a lot more lives positively from this position than I could have in the Haines job.
In his new role, Dr. Bowman will supervise the medical staff at all of SEARCH's field clinics, including SEARCH's clinics in Haines and Clutquan. Skagway's city-owned Dahl Memorial Clinic is operated by Bartlett Regional Hospital, though SEARCH sometimes sends staff there from Haines or Juneau to provide specialty clinics for SEARCH patients.
As far as interactions with everybody, you know, I'm Polycom, you know, video conferencing once a week with the Haines folks and Alicia Roberts down in Kluwak. Those are kind of the two big facilities that I oversee, and then there's a lot of other smaller ones. You mentioned Clutquan, and then there's Thorn Bay and Heidelberg and Kassan and Cake and Pelican and Hoonah and Angoon.
He says the new challenges in the job are fulfilling, and he's excited to be able to effect greater change in a larger population. He and his family lived in Sitka before his 4 years as a physician in Haines.
It's creative problem solving is really what it is, which I really enjoy. It's there are challenges faced every day that Haines faced, that all these other facilities are facing, and you know, how can we make the system work for the folks to get the care to the patients, because that's our job.
In the job, Dr. Bowman is also the new medical director for Front Street Clinic, the homeless patient clinic in Juneau operated through Search, and will also oversee Search Medevac service, one of several that serves the Northern Lynn Canal.
So it's lots of bits and pieces. I joke with folks that when I was with the Coast Guard, I saw every place in Southeast Alaska in the middle of the night. Now I get to see it in the daytime, and it's beautiful.
Dr. Bowman is board certified in family medicine by the American Board of Family Medicine and in emergency medicine by the American Association of Physician Specialists. A group in Haines is forming the second scientific bird observatory in the state, and a fundraiser on Saturday will help make it happen. The observatory would be located in Haines and would be a center for research that would help scientists understand things like why some bird species are migrating farther north every year. A Mexican food dinner is for the birds this weekend. It's served this Saturday, March 10th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Haines School Cafeteria. There will also be a live auction. Call 766-3542 for more information. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS.